Sweet Keys. So I have a page and I have my own personal profile or Instagram, Sweet Keys 100. And then on my phone, you can just reach me through 0975-79-1914. I'll say that again. 0975-79-1914.
Amazing. When are you coming back on this show here?
It's entirely up to you.
You saw Kund, actually. He's got in concert with, we've got a keyboard. Yeah. When should we make an appointment for you to come and sing on in concert with?
Next week, Wednesday. Wednesday. Any day.
David, I know you're coming back on different shows. You'll be coming back on Lifestyle. You'll be coming back on the Breakfast Show in the next couple of weeks.
Cool,
but hey,
cool,
brother,
cool.
The very best as you just equip the body of Christ with the skills that God has entrusted you, really. And may God remember all those sacrifices.
Amen, amen, amen.
Really
Thank
do
you
so appreciate.
Okay.
Before I let you go, you haven't sung for us. His legs are shaking.
I don't know. I don't know what is you and me. I'm gonna bring that keyboard here and ask you to play. Maybe let's switch things up a bit.
And then and then pay attention to those attention that you pay. You just zone in. Unfortunately, I can't do that, brother. We celebrate.
Thank you so much.
That's Jimuka David Mbozi talking about the Elevate Tour. Please go on his Facebook page and just get all the details and just celebrate him and just allow him to come and share his gift to the body of Christ in your local church as we start this brand new year, really. And be up to standard when it comes to our music. He'll be back on different shows on the Breakfast Show as well as Lifestyle. Know that he has partnered with Radio Christian Voice. Coming up, the news, and I'll be back in the second hour.
Brand new season.
Oh, he left the
brand new presenter featuring top-notch expert analysts who are ready to break down the latest news, matches, and highlights.
Then we didn't have the Lusaka Derby, Green Buffaloes.
We are back. We've got a lot in store for you this season. From football to basketball, cricket to rugby, we'll cover it all. Get ready for an in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and insider information you won't find anywhere else. That's right. We are not just here to talk about the big leagues. We'll also shine a spotlight on local sport, showcasing the incredible talents and inspiring stories from our very own community. Join us every Saturday from 11 hours to 13 hours on Radio Christian Voice. Backpage, where the game is not just a game, it's a way of life. Brought to you by Radio Christian Voice.
Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
UPND urges banks to ease KYC requirements for farmers. MQHZ urges UTH to be transparent with reports of child theft. And Nigeria police confirm mass church abductions after previous denial. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Youth National Chairman, Trevor Mwinde, has expressed concern with banks that are unnecessarily prolonging the Know Your Customer KYC procedures, resulting in delays in payments to farmers. Mr. Mwinde says it is unfortunate to see images of farmers sleeping outside banks and ATM points in a bid to access their money. Speaking when he featured on the Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwinde urged banks to simplify KYC requirements and ensure farmers are paid without further delays. He said farmers are not interested in lengthy banking procedures but only want timely access to their money. This situation should be avoided because most farmers are not interested in KYC processes. All they need is their money, said Mr. Mwinde. He has since called for patience among farmers, assuring them that the funds are readily available.
We have also taken a lesson that Kurima Bank are managed to deliberate. They don't want the farmers proper. They are lengthening their KYC, knowing your customer procedures. They are lengthy procedures to sign in, write this. We are asking for these banks to reduce because most of these people are not very much literate. Most of these people that do farming, they are not very much literate, but they are wise people for them to feed us.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has called on authorities to take immediate action following findings contained in the Auditor General's report and recent revelations by the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, concerning the alleged misappropriation and misapplication of public funds. The ZEHEST Executive Director, founder and visionary leader, Clarence Muziamba, describes corruption as a major obstacle to national development, warning that continued abuse of public resources undermines public trust in state institutions. Mr. Muziamba emphasizes the need for accountability, stating that individuals responsible for the misuse of public funds should be investigated and prosecuted in accordance with the law, stressing that public resources must be safeguarded, noting that every kwacha lost to corruption deprives citizens of essential services and development opportunities. The people of Zambia deserve better than to have their resources plundered by a few individuals who are more interested in lining their pockets than in serving the public, said Mr. Muziamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has called on relevant authorities to recover all misappropriated funds and assets and to strengthen systems aimed at preventing future cases of corruption, stating that decisive action is necessary to demonstrate a commitment to transparency and good governance. Mr. Muziamba has reaffirmed the ZEHEST's commitment to advocating for accountability and responsible management of public resources, adding that it would continue to speak out against corruption despite any attempts to discourage its efforts.
We do not want to lose any single coin. We demand transparency and accountability in the management of public resources. Every kwacha counts, and we cannot afford to lose any single coin to corruption. The people of Zambia deserve better than to have their resources plundered by a few individuals who are more interested in lining their pockets than in saving the public. Action is necessary. We therefore call upon the relevant authorities to take immediate action.
Medical Faculty Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has expressed concern over continued allegation of child theft reported at the University Teaching Hospitals, UTH. Recently, the Zambia police was investigating an alleged offense of child stealing of a 5-day-old newborn baby after it went missing on December 31st, 2025, between 06 hours and 17 hours, which UTH denied knowing. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Healthcare Director General Queen Mwabu says while the association acknowledges official denial of the allegations, he emphasizes that the increasing number of complaints and the growing fear among expectant mothers demand more than assurances. In matters of this nature, public confidence can only be restored through transparent, independent and credible investigations that clearly establish the facts and identify any systemic weaknesses within maternity and neonatal services, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu expressed concern that the continued circulation of such allegations paints a deeply troubling picture for the health sector, thereby undermining trust in public health institutions, an outcome that could reverse gains made in maternal and newborn health. He warned that if these complaints continue without decisive action, UTH risks significant reputational damage and loss of public confidence.
Is extremely serious and calls for transparency and thorough investigation to establish the fact and reassure the public. If such concerns are left unresolved, they risk eroding trust in public health facilities and may discourage women from delivering in hospitals, which can have serious consequences for maternal and newborn health. We need to understand that trust is the foundation of effective healthcare services.
Planet Gold Zambia has expressed concern over the continued use of mercury in gold mining by small-scale miners across the country. Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge says the use of mercury in the extraction of gold is an unsafe mining method that negatively affects the environment and poses serious health risks. Speaking during a media breakfast meeting in Lusaka, Ms. Mwilenge said the project has scaled up its efforts to educate miners on the dangers associated with mercury use. There is a need for miners to ensure that they practice safe mining in the country, said Ms. Mwilenge.